Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jimmy Wayne learned never to trust the soul. That's why he never unpacked his bag. And when we look at his life, we really can't blame him. Jimmy Wayne never knew his father, and his mother spent more time in jail than out of jail. When he was a small boy, his mother got out of jail again and took up with another troublemaker. And so they loaded little Jimmy into the back seat of their Oldsmobile Delta 88. And for 1 year, that car was Jimmy's home. He learned never to trust the soul. That's why Jimmy Wayne never unpacked his bag. After living in the back seat of a car for a year, he was one day dumped off at the train depot in Pensacola, Florida. His mother and her boyfriend sped away in their Oldsmobile, leaving Jimmy behind. Jimmy Wayne desperately needed a new beginning. Today on Palm Sunday, we look at Exodus 34, and it's all about a new beginning. Aaron, Israel's high priest, needs a new beginning. And so does Israel, and most certainly, so do we. A new beginning is absolutely necessary. Why is that? On Wednesday, we talked about how Aaron and the Israelites were faced with a huge crisis. They had not seen Moses for 40 days and 40 nights. And so they began to wonder, was Moses dead? Did Moses leave us? And so Aaron and the Israelites grow impatient, and so they make a golden calf, and they worship it. But when faced with the huge crisis of not having Moses, Aaron and the Israelites have no idea what to do. That's why they build the golden calf and worship it. And so what does Moses do when he comes down from Mount Sinai? Moses smashes the Ten Commandments, he grinds up the golden calf, he mixes it with water, and makes the people drink it. And so we pick up in verse 1. Then Yahweh told Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the same words that were on the tablets you smashed. The Ten Commandments have been smashed. That's why a new beginning is absolutely necessary. But let's face it, we're really not that much different than Aaron and the Israelites. What do we do when faced with a huge crisis? We can become angry or impatient or faithless and selfish. We can turn to our golden calves and look to them for salvation, whether it's job or money or sports or hobbies. But God, the holy and perfect and righteous God, this God has every right to dump us off at a train depot in Pensacola, Florida, and ride off into the sunset. But he doesn't. Our God doesn't do that. A new beginning is totally possible. Verse 5 says, then Yahweh came down in a cloud and stood there with Moses. He called out his name, Yahweh. Yahweh frequently comes down in the book of Exodus. In chapter 3, he comes down in the burning bush. In 19, he comes down on Mount Sinai. In chapter 40, he comes down to fill the tabernacle with his cloud and with his glory. Get it? We can't go up to God. That's why God comes down to us right where we are, in the brokenness that we have in the basement of our broken commandments. And what does God do when he comes down? Does he scold us, shame us, berate us, reject us, condemn us? No. God cries out, Yahweh, Yahweh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and lifting up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. A new beginning is totally possible. Let's take a deeper look at this wonderful verse. Compassionate. This word in Hebrew is closely related to the Hebrew word for a mother's womb. The idea of compassion then expresses the emotional connection that a mother has for her child. That's how God feels about you. He is slow to anger. If God was quick to anger, His compassion wouldn't last a second in our lives. If God shot off rockets of wrath every time we sin, we would be blown to smithereens. But God shouts from Sinai, "I am slow to anger." He is abounding in steadfast love. Abounding announces that God's love is not limited. It's like Niagara Falls. It just keeps pouring and pouring and coming down. It will never dry up or never run out. Forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin are literally lifting up those things. There are only three Hebrew words for sin, and God uses all three of them right here. Why is that? To show that He lifts up and forgives every type of sin. Yahweh lifts up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Wickedness means twisted depravity. It means we are crooked and bent. Rebellion refers to our treason against our King, Yahweh. Sin means missing the mark. The Ten Commandments are the bullseye, and we take aim and miss far too often. The Lord lifts up all of these things. And where does He put it? Well, that brings us to today. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey on a Sunday because the following Friday He's going to lift up the huge mess and place it where? Upon Himself. All wickedness, all rebellion, all sin. Jesus is Yahweh. He's God in the flesh. He's the compassionate, gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love, maintaining love to thousands, and lifting up wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Jesus teaches this love. He lives this love. And He demonstrates this love by shedding His blood on the cross for you and for me. Palm Sunday announces it, Good Friday shows it, and Easter celebrates it. Utterly amazing. But let's check back in on our friend Jimmy. One day, while aimlessly walking around Pensacola, Florida, Jimmy Wayne spotted a man named Russ working in his garage. So soon, Russ and his wife B invited Jimmy to live with them, and the home was literally like heaven. He had a hot bath, hot meals, and even cable TV. Jimmy Wayne, though, had learned never to trust the soul. Jimmy Wayne still would not unpack his bag. A new beginning can be entirely optional, though. We can refuse to unpack our bag. We can reject divine love. We can be callous and aloof. But that's not Moses. In verse 8, it says, Moses immediately threw himself to the ground and worshiped. Look at Moses. Trust that God is who He says He is. Repeat Yahweh, Yahweh, until it surpasses the voices of fear and shame, guilt and blame. Throw yourself before the Lord and His mercy and His love. Hold on to His promises. Remind God of them. Put another way, be a sponge and not a rock. Put a rock in the ocean and what happens? Its surface gets wet, but the inside stays untouched. But place a sponge in the ocean, what happens? It absorbs water. The ocean saturates the sponge. God's abounding, steadfast love surrounds us like an ocean. Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. Amazing. And what's our response? Rock or sponge? Jimmy Wayne had been rejected so many times that he was much more like a rock, a hard, unmoved rock. And we get that. We really do. That's why Jimmy never unpacked his bag. It took 1 month before Russ and B convinced Jimmy that their love for him was real. And so finally, Jimmy Wayne unpacked his bag. And he is now a famous country music singer and songwriter. But his new beginning started when he learned the trust, when he finally unpacked his bag. It's Palm Sunday. Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest. Our past is behind us. God's grace is before us. A new beginning awaits us. So now what? It's time to unpack our bag. Why do that? Because we finally have a home. Where? Where? With Jesus. In his name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.